We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, modest viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155. Frequency 11,604 MHz. Polarization horizontal. Symbol rate 27,500. FEC 5 over 6. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcelna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parapórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. in Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal en La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio en Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Lebanon and Tunisia enhance bilateral relations. In health news, members of the Methodist Church live longer. In animal news, research demonstrates that dolphins have elaborate communication skills. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 5th, linguistic genius Mr. Ivar Andreas Aasen was born in Sanmo, Norway in 1813. After studying a variety of Norwegian dialects, mostly self-taught, Mr. Aasen created the written standard of Nynorsk, New Norwegian, now one of the country's two official languages. He also penned some of Norway's most well-liked folk songs. A center named in his honor was opened in his hometown and is devoted to showcasing Mr. Aasen's life and accomplishments. May the rich legacy of Mr. Ivar Andreas Aasen be found in the cherished first language of more than 600,000 citizens of his native country.
Flying news. Lives lost to floods and landslides in Nepal and northeast India. At least 11 people had perished in Nepal as of Tuesday, August 3rd, after heavy rains, floods, and landslides in Dolakha and Jharjarkhand districts. In Dolakha district, 6 people lost their lives, with others missing or severely injured, after a landslide and floods occurred late on Monday while over 60 workers were digging a tunnel. Survivors were airlifted to hospitals as police attempted to rescue victims in the tunnel.
Another mudslide in Khaski district rendered 4 students missing after it swept away a local school and blocked the Mahdi River, threatening a nearby village as water levels rose. Also displaced were tens of families in several other districts. Meanwhile, in neighboring India's Uttar Pradesh, at least 8 people succumbed to flood-related incidents as the rain poured down continuously in deluges not seen for more than 40 years in the area.
Conveying her sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members go if possible and offer aid to those most in need, adding that funds are available as necessary.
Our appreciation, police and other personnel working to assist the disaster victims, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her concern for the vulnerable. We are saddened to know of the lives lost as we wish all those affected a smooth resuming of regular daily lives. May such tragedies be quickly curbed as we strive to restore Earth's stability through our gentler ways.
Torrential rains cause flash floods in Olac or Vietnam. As storms cause 6 houses in the northwestern province of Lao Cai to be washed away on Monday, August 2nd, one person's life was lost with injury to at least 4 others. The flooding also destroyed a school and submerged regional crops. Lao Cai's Provincial Flood and Storm Prevention and Control Board, as well as the Bat Sat District People's Committee, promptly sent a group to provide relief and assistance to the flood victims, with cash assistance distributed to the bereaved, the injured, and to those who had lost their homes. Our sincere appreciation, Olacese or Vietnamese officials, for your swift and kindly assistance to the affected residents. Sending our prayers for their soon recovery of stable day-to-day lives as humanity's greater kindness helps ease such disturbing events as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Commission reports asylum seekers in Kenya. The Dadaab camps, which currently house 278,000 displaced Somalis, are receiving a donation of 15 million euros. Of the total amount, 5 million euros will go toward immediate food and livelihood assistance to address increasingly severe drought conditions. The remainder of the funds will aid in healthcare, water supplies, and new shelter construction. Established in 1991, the Dadaab camps were intended to house 90,000 people. Today, they're at least 3 times capacity. The funding is thus considered crucial in helping build expanded facilities along with necessary services. Our respectful salute, European Commission, and Providence bless your spirit of generosity in providing comfort to those far away from home at the Dadaab camps. We also thank the Kenyan government for this needed haven as we pray for the soon day that all people may live side by side in shared respect and peace.
A call of awakening to humanity and its leaders. As revealed during a recent teleconference with Supreme Master Ching Hai in the U.S., adhering to the universal principle of love allows a society to collectively transform its karma or retribution, and thereby its future. Such a message is especially relevant at this time when human civilization is facing significant challenges toward its progress, such as conflicts and climate change.
Supreme Master Ching Hai shared a spiritual view of the ways now needed to overcome these obstacles.
Our planet, people are ready to elevate into a higher level of consciousness and to be in line with other more developed and spiritually elevated and civilized planets. So now it's also up to people to rise up, not as a revolutionary group or coup d'etat, but to rise up in consciousness, to change the concept and to think for themselves and to act the way they think is right. You know, like being vegetarian, being spiritual. Anything we do not in tune with our nature, which is love, will ruin our chance of faster and higher evolution.
Concerns were also raised during the conference about current government's efforts to save the planet.
I feel that the leaders are listening and responding. Fast enough? No. It's not enough yet. And it has to be more efficient. It has to be more concrete and more dynamic action. First, all wars must stop.
To find more about the specific measures that leaders must prioritize to save the planet, as spoken by Supreme Master Ching Hai, please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this teleconference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
Our gratitude goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for continuing to shed light on the direction needed to resolve humanity's most urgent problems. May world citizens and leaders alike join now to ensure the world's peaceful and prosperous future.
Spanish public welcomes victory of bullfighting ban in Catalonia. The Catalonian Parliament's vote in favor of the region-wide prohibition of bullfighting was hailed internationally in the animal protection movement. Based on a proposal originating from concerned animal welfare groups, the measure was supported by 180,000 citizen signatures, including those of many Spanish celebrities, journalists, and philosophers who wished to see the cruel activity forever banned. Ms. Maria Ivanovich Barbado, president of Spain's Party Against Bullfighting, Cruelty, and Mistreatment to Animals, or PACMA, commented on the landmark decision.
Esto sí que sirve de modelo porque ha sido, como ya dije antes, una demanda popular, es una demanda democrática. Y nos demuestra que con una organización de los movimientos sociales sí que se pueden cambiar tradiciones, como se supone, arraigadas, y que puede suponer un avance en nuestra cultura. Pero no hay que olvidarse de los demás animales que también están sufriendo. Están los animales de granja, los animales de experimentación. Es decir, hay un montón de frentes todavía por los que luchar para conseguir la liberación animal.
Many people in Spain seem to appreciate the new law as it reflects changing perceptions towards bull and other animals. Supreme Master Television's correspondent in Spain conducted a brief poll to find out more.
Desde España para Supreme Master Television, estamos en la calle para conocer la opinión de la gente con respecto a la prohibición de las corridas de toros en Cataluña. ¿Cuál ha sido su reacción al conocer la noticia de que han conseguido prohibir las corridas de toros en Cataluña?
Mi reacción ha sido buena porque me parece bien que no maltraten a los animales porque nada más que los crían para luego sufrir.
Los toros son como cualquier otro animal y verlos sufrir así... A mí no me da gracia, sinceramente.
¿Cuál sería la forma correcta de tratar a los animales?
Hombre, en general tendría que haber una ley que los apoyara y que nos cuidaran y que todo el mundo fuera responsable. Tenía que haber unas leyes donde se castigara a la gente que maltratara a los animales.
¿Cuál sería la forma correcta de tratar a todos los animales?
La forma correcta es con cariño y con respeto.
Informando desde España para Supreme Master Television.
Bravo once again to the Catalonian Parliament and Spanish citizens for your devoted endeavors that have brought greater protection to our animal co-inhabitants. May the day come soon when all degrading cruelties to animals are forever ended as humans and animals enjoy an elevated coexistence.
OLAC sees her Vietnamese American crown America's U.S. Miss 2010. 19-year-old Cung Hoang Kim of Texas, USA, was recently distinguished among some 50 other young women in receiving the 2010 title for U.S. Miss. This pageant and scholarship program emphasizes the academic and volunteering accomplishments of candidates. Currently a college student and award-winning figure skater, Miss Cung shares her talent and the joy of skating in her work with young children. As the founder of the organization Cultural Awareness, Knowing and Emphasizing, or CAKE, Ms. Cung also strives to raise awareness and respect for different cultures. Saying that the U.S. is like a cultural salad bowl, she highlights the meaningful contribution of each person in retaining his or her own unique values and traditions. Congratulations, Cung Hoang Kim, America's U.S. Miss 2010. May this honor enhance your beautiful example as you continue to promote greater harmony in our world.
Save our planet. UK rivers drop to lowest levels in nearly 100 years. A regional drought in normally wet areas of England, Wales, and Scotland has led to the deaths of hundreds of fish as water levels drop to record low levels. In monitoring the region, Environment Agency officials have sent out personnel to rescue hundreds more that are still trapped in drying riverbeds. The various species are transferred via trucks containing aerated water tanks to river areas where the water is still flowing.
Despite heavy July rains, dry conditions remain, with hosepipe bans still in place in some areas, and nearly half of the 127-mile Leeds and Liverpool Canal, Britain's longest human-made waterway, closed to boating indefinitely in an effort to protect vulnerable wildlife. Operations Director for British Waterways Vince Moran stated, "Canals depend upon a complex system of reservoirs and rivers to remain topped up with water. However, the lowest rainfall in almost a century, combined with high temperatures, have left the region's water supplies at record low levels."
Environment Agency and other British personnel, we appreciate this information shared with the public as well as your caring efforts to help shield aquatic life from the worst effects of the drought. Our prayers for humanity's swift steps toward more sustainable ways of life to help renew natural weather patterns for the benefit of all.
During an interview for the December 16, 2009 edition of the Irish Dog Journal, Supreme Master Ching Hai, as on previous occasions, addressed dwindling water sources worldwide due to global warming.
All devastating effects of climate change have already been occurring, and as a consequence of these environmental impacts, 2 billion people are facing water shortage, and 20 million people are in desperate state, like refugees, except with no official protection.
As drought and water crises are spreading silently across the globe, affecting 44% of the world's population, even triggering conflicts in some areas, the livestock industry is guzzling much of our precious fresh water. If we really want to conserve our clean, safe water for ourselves and our children, we must stop livestock production and adopt a plant-based diet.
Save our planet. The World Bank is preparing studies for the government of Bangladesh to help with a plan for sustainable development that also preserves and protects the rich biodiversity of the Sundarbans, the world's largest mangrove ecosystem.
Save our planet. Temperatures of the four Great Lakes on the Canada-United States border in North America are recorded as being at all-time highs since measurements began 30 years ago, raising concern for the adaptation and survival of aquatic life.
Save our planet. As the next round of global warming talks begin in Bonn, Germany, the new UN climate chief, Cristiana Figueres, calls for nations to take feasible steps in addressing climate change while warning of its seriousness and saying that action is urgently needed.
Hi, I'm Molly the Moose, and I'm eating smart with a vegan diet. I have a tip on caring for your feline friends who are hearing impaired. To alert your sweet cat companion that you're coming into a room, try turning the lights off and on. Clapping your hands is another way, since cats are very sensitive to sound vibrations. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the world.
In world news, Lebanon and Tunisia enhanced bilateral relations. Prime Minister Saad Hariri of Lebanon and President Zayn al-Abidine Ben Ali of Tunisia have signed 10 accords in areas including economy, culture, and tourism. The two leaders also agreed to support the establishment of an Arab free trade zone. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency Saad Hariri and Zayn al-Abidine Ben Ali, for your joint efforts in developing friendships between your countries. May all nations work together to bring about a harmonious and sustainable world.
In health news, members of the Methodist Church are found to have increased longevity. According to a study by British Religion and Numbers, based at the University of Manchester in the United Kingdom, the lifespan of men and women of the Methodist denomination was 83.9 and 91.1 years, respectively. The national average for British men and women is 77 and 82 years. Dr. Richard Vautry, Vice President of the Methodist Conference, stated, "I would guess that our emphasis on caring for our spiritual as well as physical health, avoiding excess, engaging with people in our communities and being good neighbors all help. The Methodist religion encourages abstinence from alcohol and addictive drugs. Our thankfulness, British Religion in Numbers, for these significant results. May people of all faiths have full and happy lives, with heaven's blessings." Coming up, scientists find that dolphins have a broad range of vocalizations. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. More promising news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, Hopeful News for a Cheerful World. In animal news, researchers find that dolphins have complex communication skills. A study by scientists from the Bottlenose Dolphin Research Institute of Italy reported that dolphins use a broad range of whistles and other sounds to communicate and maintain a social hierarchy. These include 14 audibly distinct vocal signals. It was also noted that the vocalization of the more melodious sounds are a means by which a mother and her calves stay in contact. Kudos all researchers involved for helping us to better understand the nature of our gentle and intelligent co-inhabitants. We pray all gracious dolphins will be able to swim the seas in joy, safety, and freedom for eons to come.
Time for some light-hearted humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled Complaining. The joke is told in Maori, a language spoken in New Zealand.
kotane ai. Kāre taku wahine he tunukai. Kāre e horoi i aku kākahau. Kāre e haiana i aku kākahau. Ko ngē ngē au i te kōrerotanga ki āia, nā te māngere ia. Ko tāne bi. E ki! Ka nui atu tō kōrero ki āia, ka māngere rawa atu ia. Ko tāne ai. Inaia nei, ka pēwhia koe. Ka aki nā ano e koe. Ko tāne bi. Kāo, kāo. Engari, māku hei tunu ngā kai, māku hei horoi ngā kakahau, māku anō hei haiana ngā kakahau. Ko tāne A. Ā, ka mahingia e ia? Ko tāne B. Engari, ka mi haro ia i aku mahi, te mutunga, ka homai e ia ana ngā kakahau, ka horoi ana ia kakahau, kia haianangia, kā mutu hari mai ana hoa e te kai ngā kai tunu hia ana hau. Ko tāne ai. Engari, ka horoi e ia ngā utauta ana mutu ana? Ko tāne B. Nā ku e horoi ana ngā utauta. Ko tāne ai. Au, wē!
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, Supreme Master Ching-Hai. Thank you for the good work you are doing worldwide. You are touching people's life for the good of the world. May the Almighty God bless you and give you more and more strength for the great work you are doing. Amen. Peter from Nigeria.
Greetings, Peter. Thank you so much for your note. Supreme Master Ching-Hai has a reply for you.
Precious Peter, your kind words are deeply appreciated. Together, we can make this world a heaven on earth for all. God bless you and beautiful Nigeria even more. With all my love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Wish you have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May we cherish and respect all life on our lovely planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych pledges assistance to Russia in coping with her massive forest fires as national volunteers, charities, and the Russian Orthodox Church also begin collecting funds and necessary items for fire victims.
Ms. Ashley Huffman of North Carolina, USA, dashes onto a highway to rescue a hawk that had been struck by a vehicle in traffic and transfers him immediately in her car to a nearby humane society for help.
Following the release of a report from the Organization of American States, or OAS, indicating a normalization of democratic practices in Honduras, the foreign ministries of Chile and Mexico announced their intention to resume Honduran diplomatic relations.
To encourage healthier lifestyles for Russians through greater engagement in sports, the nation's sports ministry hosts a forum, an international sport movie festival, attended by thousands of regional as well as global representatives.
The European Union and Germany donate 2.1 million euros and 200,000 euros respectively to assist the Philippines with better preparation for natural disasters.
In Bangladesh, about 225,000 Sono filters, originally developed by Dr. Abdul Hussam and his brother Dr. A.K. Munir, have been distributed to help remove lethal arsenic and other toxic metals from local tube wells to restore the water's safety for human consumption.
In a study of over 4,000 recordings, U.S. researchers find that blue whales synchronize certain parts of their calls at exactly the same musical pitch of 4 octaves below middle C, which the scientists believe enhances their ability to communicate with each other.
OLAC sees or Vietnamese Minister of Health Nguyen Quoc Diệu visits Cambodia, where he meets with his Cambodian counterpart Mom Boon Heng to discuss their country's cooperation in regional health issues.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Dr. Josh Harrell is working to end the cruel practice of using animals for chemical testing as he develops a method that employs safely harvested human cells instead.
During his visit to France, Pakistan's President Ali Asif Zardari meets with President Nicolas Sarkozy, with both leaders affirming their nation's amicable relations as President Sarkozy announces plans for a future visit to Pakistan.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.